Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Colette, you have a serious problem.
Yeah, Niall, it's very uncomfortable at the moment. I'm buying water, but the problem is if your kettle, the whole thing turns white inside. It's like a very fine white sand.
It's lime. Lime?
No, it's heavier than lime now.
Oh, is it?
It's like a grit. If you finish a cup of tea, and I mean finish, you get a mouthful of grit.
No.
Now,
it sounds awful.
Oh, Niall.
Where do you live?
I live in Clondalkin.
Right, okay, so you don't live out in the Himalayas or something like
no,
that?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm buying water all of the time. But it's collected in kettles, irons. You can even see it around the rim of the shower. You have to scrub it off.
There's mildew all the time, yeah.
If you boil a saucepan of water, you have a white scale all over the bottom of the saucepan. You have to, and I mean you have to scrub that off. It just won't wash off.
And have you talked to your neighbours? Are they having the same
problem? Yes, people are having the same problem as me. Around the local elections, I asked councillors about it, and they said, oh, they changed the water supply from Piemont to Saggart, and they sort of...
But I'm assuming it all comes from Poolavuca.
It's not getting any better, Niall.
Because I know I live in Swords, and I would probably go to, you know, two kettles in a year.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of lime in the water for some reason. So now I was onto them going back many years ago, and they sent some geezer out, and he did a kind of test on the water, and he said, well, it's perfectly safe. He said, but it did contain a lot of lime and phosphorus or something like that. I don't know what he was talking about. But,
well, I know limey water, Niall.
Yeah.
Lime is lime. You can't see it. This gathers like a white, a very, very...
And if you fill a glass, have you tried just filling a glass of water, does it look misty?
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
Right.
No, it doesn't.
Right.
It's just, it collects like a white stain all around the top of the kettle, all in the bottom of the kettle. The iron is the same. Anything that the water touches. It's like a white, and I mean a very minute sand.
I had a similar problem. Now, I don't think it's bad as you, Colette, but I was told by this chap from the council, because I rang them, whatever department it is that looks after it, and they sent a fella out, in fairness, and he did send a sample off to the laboratory, and his findings were that it did contain lime and it did contain quite a substantial amount of phosphorus, but he said it was a safe level.
Well, I don't know, Niall.
Do you think it's a little bit unsafe? Are you a bit cautious about drinking?
Oh, I am, yeah. Oh, I am, definitely. I buy water to drink.
Yeah.
I buy water to drink. I do not drink water from the tap.
In fairness, I would probably advise everybody to do that. I mean, I know, it can, you know, particularly if you're on a pension or something, it can be a bit expensive to buy it. It's cheap enough to buy water.
Yeah.
But I would always advise you, for drinking purposes, you should always buy water anyway.
But in this day and age, Niall, you shouldn't have to.
No, you're right. You should be able
to
boil
a
kettle.
We don't live in a third world country.
Yeah, you should be able to boil a kettle of water without having to destroy the kettle every time or destroy your iron.
Niall, it just seems to accumulate and everything. And as I said, you cannot drink the end of your cup of tea, because if you do, you end up with a mouthful of grit.
Ah, stop.
It's like, very minute white sand.
Well, James, you have the same problem.
I do, Niall.
Right, where do you live in Clondalkin?
Clondalkin too, so it would be the same system, wouldn't it?
Right, okay, it would be the same system, yeah.
No, it's just like a grainy kind of a thing at the end of the kettle and the cup that you do see, yeah, no?
Yes!
Yeah, definitely the same. I've gone through about two or three kettles because of it.
And did you speak to the council?
I actually didn't. Yeah, after that lady, because if people don't complain, they won't fix it, so...
Right, okay, yeah.
Because I thought it was the only one. I thought it was like lime scale, but now it builds up, especially a build-up in the kettle also.
Yeah.
Quite weird.
Well, a lot of people are texting and saying that it's phosphorus, probably not lime, it's phosphorus, which would be more like a fine salt.
Very, very fine.
Yeah, because
salt.
Phosphorus is it's sodium phosphorus, which is like a fine salt in the water, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm quite shocked to hear that Clondalkin seems to be having an issue. Well, mind you, I'm looking here now. I've gone through three kettles, somebody else says. I think he's raised a whole can of worms here. Three kettles, and had to get Brittany filters. And they're the Brita filters, yeah, I think they're talking about. Somebody else says, I have the same problem in Cabra. It's sodium phosphorus. Yeah.
Well, it's destroying everything. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Are Irish Water going to buy me an iron or replace me shower head or anything like that?
Yeah, because your shower head, I assume, just gets clogged up all the time.
Yeah.
And the same with your iron, the little holes for the steam iron would also get clogged.
Exactly. And the water touches, it seems to stain.
Pauline says it could be cocaine. Maybe they're hiding it in the reservoirs. I don't think so, Pauline. You never know what they'd be up to nowadays. Well, I got Tina.
Yes.
How you do? You've the same problem.
Yes, out in Blanchardstown is dreadful.
Is it?
I only have a new shower and you can see it. You have to scrub the crumb.
Right.
Yes.
After, we say, a week or two, do you know what I mean? You can see it. You can actually see it on the crumb and you have to, like, literally scrub it off.
I mean, scrub it. It just doesn't wipe off.
It's the same with the kettle, the iron, the washing machine.
Everything.
You have to buy special stuff to clean out your washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's costing a fortune.
Well, no, I thought I had it bad, and I just thought it was lime. But and mine doesn't seem to be. Certainly, I live in Swords, and it's not obviously as bad as you guys are having it. And now I don't know if the water comes from the same place in Swords. I haven't a clue. I'm assuming it comes from Pulavook.
Well, I don't know. They said they had to change the supply from the Piemont area to the Saggart area or something like that.
And you wouldn't imagine Clondalkin would be as bad because you're closer to the reservoir, so the water hasn't got as far to travel, you know what I mean?
Well, Niall, at this stage now, it's just gone, it's months going on. As I said, I spoke to all the councillors, any of them I could get to when they came around during the local elections. Oh, we look into it and we look into it, and as one fella said, yeah, we changed the supply from Piemont to Saggart or something. But I said, that doesn't matter. I said, I don't need a mouthful of grit every time I finish a cup of tea.
And James, are you getting the grit when you drink a cup of tea?
And especially if, you make a fresh cup and you leave it sitting there, you'll see this kind of skin formulate, not the normal milk skin.
No, it's a...
Like a scum.
A scum that forms right over the top of the tea.
Yes, exactly. And sure, I've been through about three washing machines in the last 2 years. That couldn't be normal.
I would imagine when the pumps in the dishwashers and washing machines would get clogged up.
Of course they are.
If it was getting a lot of sodium.
Apart from that, like, what effect is it having on your health?
That's what I'm saying. Now, I'm not being
I don't think sodium phosphorus is dangerous at low levels.
I've heard people who never had a problem in their life, they have to revert to laxatives.
Right. Well, they're getting constipation from it?
Yes.
Oh, right. I didn't hear it. I don't know about that now. Jeepers.
Yeah.
I'm looking here. Everybody here is the same here. Somebody else says, my apartment is 1 year old and I've had three new kettles.
Well, that's it. Whatever's in the water, I don't know.
I work in Blanchardstown and the water is vile. The tea does have a scum on the top of it. The kettles are rotten within days of being cleaned.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is a national problem. Niall, I'm in Santry and I've exactly the same problem as Colette. It started last year. The water was perfect up to that.
Yeah.
I've called Irish Water 8 times, but they've absolutely no interest.
No, they don't seem to. And the council... As I said, the councillors that came at me, all right, we're going to look into it. And the only explanation I had got was they had changed the supply, as I said, from Piemont to Saggart or something like that. Mm. But it's vile, Niall. It's absolutely, anything that water touches, as I said, when
somebody sent me in a picture of their kettle from Blanchardstown. And it looks like they've just used it to store salt in it. There's this white ring all around the top of it.
Yeah.
Well, hang on, because Helena's just been on to the council there. Helena.
I have been on to the council. They are doing their best to get back to me ASAP. I did tell them that it was kind of an off-the-cuff thing, so they're going to try and get back to me. But interestingly, I got a call there from somebody who delivers, I suppose, the chemicals used to clean to the water treatment plants, so it's to clean out, the filters. And this particular person told me that he has to have an ADR license to deliver these chemicals, which is a hazardous chemical license.
Right.
So he has to have a license to deliver these particular
chemicals that we're using to clean water, filter water. He has to have a license.
Well, they're actually used to clean the filters, which
cleans
the water. So if you understand how that would work.
Yeah.
And he said, that he doesn't drink tap water.
Yeah, well, I
wouldn't drink it, no.
No, I wouldn't drink. Do you drink tap water, James?
A lot, yeah.
I would never drink. I would never advise anyone to drink water from a tap.
No, I'm a pensioner and I'm buying bottled water all the time to drink.
But seriously, we should be buying water when we actually pay for a system to deliver it to our homes.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Well, we do pay taxes for it, yeah. And, yeah. But I, and I've noticed, like everybody else, it has got worse in the last couple of years.
Yeah. Yes.
Because the water wasn't always that bad.
No, it wasn't. I never had a problem with the water in this area until, I'd say, about 4 or 5 months ago.
Yeah, somebody else says, my water smells and tastes like bleach. That's the fluoride in the, or not the fluoride, the chlorine in the water. That would make it taste and smell like bleach if there's a lot of chlorine in it. Which is not dangerous, by the way, unless it's
I know, but Niall, it's not nice when
no, it's not,
you
it's
cannot
not nice.
Drink a cup of tea to the end because you know you're going to end up with a mouthful of grit.
Yeah.
And it's destroying people's appliances. They have to replace them. Is Irish Water going to replace them?
Do you know what, Colette? When you come on the Air Force, I thought to myself, here's a little light-hearted moment for 5 minutes on the radio with Colette and we'll sort something out for her. But I'm looking at the amount of texts coming in here and people are all having the same problem, all really upset about this. Somebody else says, same issue in Cork, according to a listener who can't come on the air on their fourth kettle in a year and a half. Shannon County Clare is the nicest tap water ever, says somebody. Another person says, Ashbourne Water, Niall. When we say, what is that message? Gone. Oh yeah, Ashbourne Water. Oh, Jesus Christ. She's just sent me a picture of a glass of water. It looks like red lemonade. Well, it's kind of brownish, reddy brown looking. It's vile.
I'm telling you now.
It's like urine in a glass.
It's destroying toilets. And water touches. This water touches. It destroys.
No.
Yeah.
No, can I just say this? Anybody that's experiencing this, please today, send an email. I'll send one. And we just flood them with complaints of the same problem now.
Yeah, because, I mean, look, we are, I mean, I know we don't pay for water per se as a bill, but we do pay for it in our taxes because we pay high taxes in this country and we have high VAT rates. And that was the whole argument during the water crisis that time there, about 3 years ago, when we were all marching on the streets. So we pay our taxes, we pay for a good system. We're a small country. It couldn't be that difficult to get the water clean from the reservoir.
Well, Niall, I was putting off ringing you because I thought it'd be a storm in a teacup and I'd be embarrassed.
Literally.
I'm just glad other people are seeing what I'm seeing. That's not just me.
Well, I think Colette, you've raised a national issue here.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah, another person says, I live in West Cork, have my own well. Water is perfect. I go to my mother's in Black Rock in Cork, obviously, and I can't drink the water. It's rotten. She's gone through I don't know how many kettles, says Cliff.
I know.
He has his own well, so fair play to him. Yeah. Somebody else says, just clean your feckin' kettles, will you?
It's
not that easy. No, it's not that easy.
No, it's not that easy. I would love that person to come into my house for one day and see what is coming into my home. If I boil a saucepan of water, Niall, to boil potatoes in or something like that, it takes a wire scrub to get that white crud off the end of the saucepan. It's ridiculous. And as I said, we do not live in a third world country. They spend millions putting in water meters. And now people cannot drink the water. They're out buying it. And as I said, I'm a pensioner.
Yeah.
I have to buy water all of the time to drink.
Yeah, I'm quite shocked at this issue. Now, this is obviously a lot more important than I thought it would have been. Or a lot more
Niall, as I said, I was putting off ringing you because I thought it'd just be
Tell people I'd kind of have a laugh at it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because Maria, you're in Coolock in Dublin.
Hi, Niall. I mean, I've been saying it for over a year now that the water quality has been diminished.
Right.
And
is that noticeable? I mean, was your water okay up to a couple of years ago?
My water was perfect, crystal clear water I had. And now the scum on the top of it. And I drink black tea. So it actually looks disgusting when you're drinking it.
Right, okay.
And, I mean, people are laughing at me, but I said, this is Irish Water's way of saying, oh, look, we'll clean it all up and then you'll have to pay a bill.
Yeah.
We've already paid for water. It's in our constitution that we've paid for water.
So you reckon this is, well, not maybe not intentional, but they're not maintaining it properly on purpose?
Not at all. They're not maintaining it on purpose so that they can turn around and say, oh, wait, we'll clean it all up, we'll fix everything.
Yeah, but pay a bill.
They'll have to pay us. Yeah, exactly. And this is just another way for them to, like, I mean, people got out on the streets, they marched, they did it, and that's what we need to do again. It just means we are entitled to fresh, clean water.
Oh, you are, yeah, absolutely.
To drink out of our tap.
Yeah, I'm.
I mean, like people.
Sorry, Colette.
I said I worked all my life. I paid my taxes and retired when I had to, and now this has come. And as I said, I'm replacing kettles and irons and everything else, which I shouldn't have to do.
Sean in Tipperary says, just on about the water, we had a leak outside, got onto Irish Water, took about 8 weeks for an engineer to call, and then said it would be another 6 weeks before he sorted it out. Waiting now 14 weeks in total, had no pressure to push the water up to our electric showers, got my uncle to have a look at it, and he sorted it out, but he showed me the brass connector to the pipes was eroded away. God only knows what's in the water that we're drinking.
I'm telling you, Niall, it is not right. I have dealt with limey water, and that's over the years. But this is something different. It is unhealthy.
Let me go to Irene as well. Irene, you're in Port Arlington.
I am, Niall. How are you?
Are you having a problem?
Oh, absolutely. I'm here 11 years, right, and you cannot drink the water. That lady is right. Everything is destroyed. Your washing machines, your pots, your pans. You go to have a bath. I have to buy more stuff. You know when you go to buy cleaning liquids for your bathroom or your kitchen?
Yeah.
We have to buy all extra stuff for our washing machines, for everything we clean. We have to buy 3 or 4 different products, which is quite pricey.
Yeah.
Keep the lime scale off. The same with the showers. And what's happening
well,
here?
Well, it seems according to some of the experts that are texting, it's not actually lime scale. It's actually phosphorus in the water that causes this white mildew.
It's absolutely disgusting. And what happens is I've been very ill, and I blame just my stomach on this. You know, I've got some illness, and I definitely blame the water when I'm using that. That lady said in cooking, but I do buy water to drink. And what happens is now in Port Arlington, the water is getting down to a dribble every night, and the same at the weekend.
Well, they've reduced your pressure.
They've reduced the pressure. Yeah.
Why? Because the sun is shining.
I don't know. No, this is going on all the time now, and they're going to build a new house in the state beside us, and we objected on the case on the basis of our water pressure.
Right, that so you already don't have enough pressure to feed the town without adding more.
Yeah, my shower is not a many, I thought.
Yeah.
The showers, electric showers, same with kettles. I've had about 4 washing machines since, or 5 washing machines that come here. But do all this, as that lady said, even in your washing machine, you have to own, you're not only buying stuff for the white stuff, you've also got to buy stuff for bacteria in your washing machine. Just be horrendous, the smell of it.
Okay, somebody says, hi, Niall, please keep me anonymous. I work in the same office as Irish Water in Cork, and the water in my apartment has ruined all my kettles, and using limescale tablets didn't work. Well, it won't work if it's phosphorus, obviously. But my colleagues receive the same complaints frequently too, and he works in the office beside Irish Water, and he said they've received numerous complaints.
And that's
ridiculous.
And people should know about it.
Glad I opened a can of worms now, because as I said, I was putting an offering in you because I thought it would be just me.
Yeah.
And
now you have the whole country talking about it now.
Yeah. Like,
look what you're doing now, Colette, huh?
I wouldn't pay water charges. I'd go to prison before I pay it. I pay property tax and you won't even cut the grass in our estate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying now?
Yeah.
Sorry for cutting in there, I beg your pardon.
No, you're all right. You're all right. But it is. It gets to a stage where you don't, what am I going to do? Do I have to buy water for everything? Yeah. But you can't.
And by the way, Marie in Cork, are you drinking water from the tap?
No.
Oh, sorry, Marie. Well, hang on. Marie in Coolock, sorry. Are you drinking the water out of the tap?
I filter it with a Brita filter.
Oh, you have a Brita filter, Arlis. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but I mean, it's crazy like that. You have to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But as I said, this is Irish Water justifying their raises they're giving themselves every year.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the text coming in. Water is the food of life. That's what we were taught in school. And it's true. It costs a fortune to descale a kettle, not to mention all the whiteware and the shower pipes. Those little tablets in the shops cost an arm and a leg. Oh, these are the tablets that you can put in to...
It's your washing machine now,
Yeah.
Red soda or soda crystals are the best thing to use.
Yeah, they are.
To clean it.
But what I find... Excuse me now if I come in there, please.
Yeah.
What I found with the water too... What's happening is it's damaging everything. Do you know what
everything.
I'm saying? Everything. Yeah. And you have pain in your face with your chrome. I mean, I tell you, you have to clean that chrome, you know, on your taps, because you'd be embarrassed, your toilets.
Yeah.
You'd be embarrassed. You know what I mean? And I go the old way, like my mother, with the hand down and scrub it. You know what I mean?
I have no. I mean, I have noticed more so in the last couple of years that the cups, when you've used them, are brown. They go brown.
Absolutely. And you know what, Niall, I found, sorry, I beg your pardon, Niall, but since we put in these meters, our water level has dropped so low, it's unbelievable. And not only does it affect your kettles, as that man was being very condescending on the text there about kettles, it affects our heating system.
Yes.
So I am fed up getting my heating system cleaned out and stuff being poured through it. Yeah. So it went so bad that last year I had to get a new heating system completely in again. You know,
because you have to get it flushed out every now and again because there's so much gunk inside it.
And we're talking this fortune of heating. And what happened was, I was fed up for every winter handing out money to clear out the system. So I ended up, I had to get the whole system out because everything was decayed. I mean, you're on an invalidity pension now. It's very hard.
Well, hang on a second because I want to go to Damien as well because Damien, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Damien?
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, well, you're the expert. Well, when I say the expert, you're a plumber. So,
yeah.
Okay, have you noticed, where are you operating mainly, in Dublin, is it?
Around Dublin, yeah.
Okay, so have you noticed a difference in the last 2 years in the water?
Yeah, I think the water quality, anyway, in Dublin, all over Ireland is terrible. Personally, I don't think it's fit for human consumption.
Well, I would probably agree with you. I wouldn't recommend it for human consumption, no.
Yeah, and I think it's getting worse, too. A lot of people complaining about the water being brown in colour, or sometimes it's misty, or it's just... A lot of people I know, most people don't drink the water. I wouldn't drink it anyway. I have a filter system in the house there now. Mm-hmm. And a brother-in-law of mine, he put me onto it too. He has a distiller in his house, and he would only drink distilled water. But he showed me his distiller after a couple of weeks, and what's left behind is just unbelievable.
So what you have an RO unit, is it?
An RO unit, yeah.
Okay, so this is probably reverse osmosis, yeah.
The best of a bad bunch, you know.
But if you have an RO unit and you have particularly bad water, it means you're paying a lot of money to replace filters on a regular basis.
Yeah, you're replacing them, yeah.
Particularly if the water's bad. So
we got it done. Tuesday, your man says you change them every year or so, but it's getting to the stage where you have to change them 2 and 3 times a year. We're on our second one now this year already. And he said, yeah, I haven't got these done in a while. He said, no, we only got them done because we have the contract with them, you know.
Yeah.
And he says that they were very bad. Now, yeah. They were walking in the area as well, which was, you know, probably didn't help either. But
yeah, that's probably part of the problem here, isn't it? I mean, obviously they were all working on the water going back a couple of years ago when they put down all the meters outside everyone's houses. That probably disturbed the pipe somewhat as well, didn't it?
But Niall,
yeah, sorry, Colette.
I don't have a meter outside my house.
Do you not?
They never got around to putting them in.
Yeah, but they would have put meters in your area. So,
well, not in the estate I live in. I don't think anybody got a water meter.
Right, okay. The objection is...
This only started about 5 months ago with me.
Right. It's got worse. Sorry, Damien, what are you trying to say there about Colette's one?
Well, I was trying to say, even the way the water is treated and the fact that they're actually putting fluoride in it, which is a neurotoxin. If anyone does their research on fluoride or fluoride...
Yeah, okay, well, we can talk about the fluoride again. The fluoride's been in the water for the last 50 years, right? And that was originally done to protect people's teeth. And unless you're drinking bathfuls of the stuff, it's not actually dangerous. That's not what's causing this problem, Damien. We'll have that conversation. We can have that conversation again. That's not what's causing this problem that everybody's complaining about, Damien.
No, I know, but it is a problem. In itself.
I mean, we could look at the levels of fluoride, chlorine, potassium, all the other things that are put into water while we filtrate it and what we put into it. I mean, there's reasons for everything, right? And we could talk about all those things again. But I think the biggest problem we have today is people are saying that the water is just not fit for consumption, that it looks dirty, it tastes dirty. You heard Colette, she's having a cup of tea and there's grit in the end of her kettle, our tea.
Yeah.
Cup.
Niall, that is absolutely true. You cannot finish a cup of tea. Because if you do, you can feel the minute granules in your mouth.
I'm looking here at the amount of texts and WhatsApp messages, people saying more or less the same thing. And Helena has a little bit of an update because normally we'd have to go through their media department. But they did say they'll have a little chat with us in relation to it.
Yes, so when we first spoke to Colette at the start of this topic, I decided to go on to South Dublin County Council and ask them if they had any update for us in relation to the water. So in fairness, they were only giving me an update on the Clondalkin situation, but I did get a call back from the water services of South Dublin County Council, who basically told me they can't come on air, but they said that the situation is simply not sand, it's hard water, so it's natural minerals that are absorbed from soil and rock, and that's exactly what you're seeing in your
tea.
Cup of tea or your iron, Colette.
It's minerals.
Not actually sand, and it's completely safe to drink. That's according to the water
service. Okay, they're saying that, Colette, it's safe for you to drink. Now, I personally wouldn't like to be drinking it.
No, I wouldn't.
No, not if it tastes in your mouth and it's gritty in your mouth. So why would you want to be drinking that?
But apart from that, now, what about destroying all the appliances in the house?
Yeah.
Are South Dublin County Council or the Water Board going to replace these items?
Well, there you go. Well, I'll tell you what we try and do. Obviously, it takes a bit more time to go through to the media department, and you just raised the issue today, Colette, and we will come back to it. And we've still loads more people want to talk about it, but we'll come back to it and we'll try and... Oh, is that your alarm going off?
Yeah.
Is that you all right? Is that your alarm going off?
Sorry, it was me, mobile going off.
Ah, see, they're your friends ringing you to tell you we hear you on the radio.
Yeah, I know. Well, they don't know it's me because I use an underplum, not my real name.
Oh, right, an alias.
Alias, yes.
Right.
Oh, wait, now, hold it.
They're all ringing you now.
I'll be back in a minute.
Live radio, yeah. You just can't beat it. Mario, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Mario?
Hello, how are you?
Good, sorry, Mario. Now, you have advice for people.
Yeah, for the kettle, if it's everything in the kettle is like dirty and everything, you can put like mixed water and vinegar.
Into the kettle?
Put it in the kettle and leave it overnight. In the morning, the kettle will be clean.
Right, so put some white vinegar, diluted obviously in water, and leave it in your kettle overnight. But would there not be a stink of vinegar off your kettle?
No, you can wash. Wash the kettle after that in the morning and they'll be like clean like new one.
Well, I suppose bleach would do the same thing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but bleach is chemical.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, but you can rinse that out as well. Yeah, I would normally, every couple of weeks, maybe every week or so, I would normally just put a drop of bleach in the bottom of my mug and some water and just leave it overnight.
The vinegar is healthier, so...
Healthier, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's an acid.
Can I put vinegar through my shower system... through the pipes in the house, everything.
No, the shower system is what they say, hard water. It's not hard water. Is like everywhere in the world, you know. And from the
but it's got particularly bad, Mario, over the last couple of years, where your shower head is constantly getting blocked up all the time.
Yeah,
we got the same problem in my country with this.
Yeah, and with the greatest respect, where are you from? Italy, Mario, obviously.
Croatia.
Oh, Croatia, sorry. I apologise for stereotyping you with your name there. But in saying that, I mean, when we go to places like Spain or Croatia or Italy, of course, we're told don't drink the water. It'll upset your stomach because we're not used to it. You know, and we pay higher tax rates here in Ireland. So we expect for a small little country to have a decent water system.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
We pay bills for water and in the end it's higher than your tax, so...
What's the water like in Croatia?
Pretty good.
Yeah, is it drinkable?
Yeah, we drink water from the top.
Right, okay.
Here, I got, my kettle is not with, how to say, large scale and everything, it's dirty.
Yeah.
After 3 or 4 days, you see like brown, how to say, brown.
They're minerals, that we've been told. Yeah, it's the same in your cups.
Not
yeah.
This is the old pipe, and the... lower, how to say, your well is very, it's not deep, you know.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. And I think dirt is a problem too, as well as what Colette is talking about. Thanks for that, Mario. Let me go to Pat. You're on Classic Kids. How are you, Pat?
How are you, Noel? You're all talking about appliances there now getting clogged up the whole lot.
Yeah.
Just wait till all these water meters start getting clogged up.
Yeah.
Bearing in mind, I'll tell you one thing, and I have this on good authority. Before that... whole contract was awarded to a certain organisation.
Irish Water.
They sent people over to Germany and USA to buy up all the second-hand meters. Now, if they're being taken up out of the ground, they're taken up out of the ground for a reason, okay? These people preempt problems, so they take them up second-hand, okay? They bought them. This is why Siemens went in there and they gave an offer. They said, we will supply all the water meters in the country. We will put them in the ground. And all we want is the contract to maintain them. And they weren't allowed to do it.
Yeah, but Colette hasn't even got a water meter. But yeah, but Colette hasn't got a water meter.
I don't have a water meter.
That's the point I'm making. Now, Noel, I will say, a few years back, I got one of those water softeners, okay?
Yeah.
And I got a filter as well, and I don't have an issue, right? But my next door neighbour, went out with a fact, has a terrible problem with stuff.
But the filter is all well and good for your drinking water, etc., etc. But how can you filter the water going to your shower your heating?
It softens the water. What it does is you put the salt in and it takes all the, whatever way it works, chemical reaction, it actually softens it. It takes all the filters, all the other stuff out of it, like the limescale and all that.
Right.
I'll tell you how I know, Noel, right? A very simple thing. I bought this special shower head, is water, and it increases the flow, you know what I mean? It's all these little balls in it. And my next door neighbour bought the same one. He bought them online. And he has had to take his down about every month or so. He's taking clean it. I have not had to clean it. I have it now about 2 or 3 years.
And you haven't cleaned it once. So what are you using again? A water softener?
I'll tell you the name of the company if you want, but it's EWT.
EWT? Right.
They do them, and what they do is they put in a filter as well.
So they obviously they get up to your attic and they put that up in the tank in your attic.
No. It actually goes under the sink.
So it's on the mains.
It's on the mains. It's from the mains where
Yeah, but okay, and that's fair enough. And I'm sure EWT do a wonderful job, and it's made a wonderful difference to you, Pat. But the point is, you know, for a lot of people like Colette, they might not be able to afford it.
Yeah, but they shouldn't have to do it.
Yeah,
and they shouldn't have to do it in the first place.
Well, apart from that, I shouldn't have to do it.
Yeah.
It's not just my house. I know my neighbours are having the same problem. I know my daughter is having the same problem as well.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Why should I have to go and buy some sort of a filter system to put into my home?
I'll say one thing, right? All these people have their own wells. You know, they have their own source of water. They don't have that problem.
No, they don't.
My sister lives down in Bolton Glass, and she has a well. And she doesn't have any of this stuff going through her water. So, I mean,
Well, I live in the city, so how can I dig a well?
The
point he's making is that she's natural water in a well. She doesn't have that problem. So it's something to do with the way Irish Water are filtering the water. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what they're using in the water, but I can tell you now, Niall, it is not safe. As I said to you earlier, people are having to revert, that never had a problem in their lives, and people might like to hear this, to laxatives.
Oh, by the way, somebody said, Libby said, you can use rhubarb leaves for the kettle.
Oh, sweet divine. Are these people joking, really, Niall? Because this is, I find it a very, very...
Just give up tea.
You know, we can all have a bit of a laugh, I suppose, Pat, too, and people are texting in all the different ways you can sort things out, but the whole point of it is, and I think Colette has raised a very serious issue, the fact that in the last couple of years, the water quality has obviously declined somewhat, or are filtering it differently. She shouldn't have to deal with having a mouthful of sand every time she has a glass of water.
Cup of tea. It only started with me about 5 months ago.
Yeah.
If it had been years going on, I would have complained about it before. But this only started about 5 months ago.
Declan. Oh, sorry, Declan. Let me just turn you on. Not in the literal sense, obviously. Declan, sorry, go ahead.
Can you hear me? Sorry, no.
I can, yes.
I agree with the woman that the water is undrinkable in the last couple of years. I haven't physically drank water out of my own tap or anybody's tap in the last 4 or 5 years because it's just stomach turning.
Yeah, it doesn't taste nice. It tastes like it's out of a swimming pool. Yeah.
It does. I have a friend there and she lives in Drogheda and she gave me a glass of water one day with the house and I physically threw up after this. Where did you get that? And she said, I'm only waiting for Irish Water to knock on my door with a bill. And the first one, she said, the drinks glass of the water that I'll gladly pay for, she says.
Right, okay. And she won't be paying for his hospital bill afterwards. Yeah, I've seen, people are sending me in pictures now of their water quality in a glass, right? And I would, if you want to send me a picture at 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp, you can send the picture to us, the water quality in a glass. And it looks vile in most areas.
It looks like urine, probably.
Yeah, but in some places it's looking like urine, all right. There was one in Ashbourne there. Jeez, I don't know what it was. It looked like some sort of lemonade. She was sending me a picture of first. But anyway, but in most areas it just seems really misty and murky looking.
It is. The yellow one is coloured.
Yeah, but now, according to, we've been on to South Dublin County Council, obviously they said we have to go through their media department, that could take weeks. But they've come back with an answer already saying that this is just natural minerals in the water.
I don't don't think so. The other thing, just Niall, going back to you on the plumber there that was on with the heating system and the one with the heating problem. Just, I'm in the construction end of it. I'm not taking up for Irish Water on it, but most heating systems are closed systems.
Yeah.
So once you fill them with water, you put a chemical in, they're closed. No water is meant to go into the system. It's only when they have a small leak and you get the unscrupulous plumber that puts a live water feed to the system because he can't find the leak. Fresh water will rot any heating system.
Right, because I have that problem. I mean, I don't know, it seems you might know what you're talking about. Yeah. Every now and again, my water pressure would drop a little bit in the heating system, and I have to open it up to let water in.
Yes, and as you add fresh water to a heating system, all heating systems will rot and corrode in a short number of years. When you put it in, you're meant to put a special chemical to seal the system, which it neutralizes.
So I shouldn't have to do that. So whoever put my heating system in,
yes,
it was only redone there about sort of 4 or 5 years ago.
Well, it wasn't done right.
Okay, right. So
it was obviously a small leak in the system, and instead of you ringing him all the time to say, I have a leak, he was clever enough and he put a little open system on it that it tops itself up.
Yeah, there's a tap. He gets me to turn this tap on a white tube.
Yes, and the first time you'll notice that your heating system is destroyed and your boiler is rotted is about 4 or 5 years after he's gone.
All right, okay. Thanks for that. Thanks for sharing that with me. I'll get back onto him. All right. Although I think he's gone off. He's gone now at this stage. I think he's one of these cowboy fellas.
Most boiler companies will only give you 2 years warranty, and after about 4 years, the system will rot from fresh water, and the warranty is up.
Right, but okay. We're getting back to the water quality. John, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, John?
How you doing, Noel? Good afternoon.
Good. John, Colette has raised an issue here today.
Pardon?
Go on, John.
Yeah, John, Noel, I was just talking to a friend of a friend, you know what I mean?
A friend of a friend, yeah.
Yeah, and he walks down for Irish Water down the South Docks, reservoirs.
Right, okay.
They're all having problems with seagulls pooing in the water supply.
What?
And it's highly toxic. So seagulls poo is highly toxic.
I think Gillette's kind of fits the giggles. So the seagulls are having a poo in the water.
Crapping into the reservoirs, yeah.
Right, okay.
Serious problem. No, seriously. Serious problem.
I know you are being serious, but how could you avoid that? The greatest respect.
Now, they want to call them. The wildlife department won't let them.
Oh, God, now I'm going to be responsible for the death of a million seagulls.
Right.
Well, what do you want? Do you want a healthy? Do you want to drink healthy water?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
But I don't think she wants the seagulls killed. But no, I understand what you're saying, and you're 100% correct in relation to birds and wildlife. You know, having a poo in water.
No, seagulls poo is highly toxic.
But is the water not treated after it goes through?
Well, there you go. What chemicals are you putting into treated there, Noel? Then?
Yeah, because I'm just saying to you. So anybody starts panicking around the country thinking there's bird poo in their water.
Well, what chemicals are you putting in the water to treat this then, Noel?
Well, they use fluoride. They use fluoride to help us for our teeth and stuff like that. But they use chlorine, and I don't know what other chemicals are used then to purify water. They use ultraviolet light as well,
chemicals.
Well, an ultraviolet light, which is not a chemical, that kills bacteria.
There you go.
Well, listen, they do use ultraviolet light.
Oh, I think we should be all out with a shotgun shooting the seagulls.
You can't be shooting.
Should all get a gun license.
You can't be shooting the poor seagulls in the air. God bless them.
Oh, and we're responsible for the murder of seagulls.
Right. Listen, thanks very much for that, John. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, so there you go. John knows somebody who knows somebody in Irish Water who said the seagulls are having a shite in the water. At least we could end it on a lighter note, Colette.
Exactly.
The poor old seagulls.
I know I love your show on a Friday because it's so funny, but I didn't think I was going to cause an nationwide eruption
of a water. There you go. Colette, thanks for that. Listen, we're going to get on the case, Colette. All right.
Very much.
Thanks. Now. Bye. Bye, Colette.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.